The 3-year National Road Safety Action Plan is being reviewed to ensure that accidents are reduced by 2020. In line with the UN Decade of Action for Road Safety, the program hopes to make the roads safer for all categories of users. At a forum in Accra, the Deputy Director of Research, Monitoring and Evaluation at the National Road Safety Commission, Rudolph Beckley, said 60% of road crashes in Ghana are due to overspeeding. He therefore stressed the need to bring on board all interest groups to share in the responsibility of ensuring safety on the roads. Baba Otu and Sylvia Tebi have the details.
The National Road Safety Action Plan, which spans 2011 to 2013, was carved out of the 10-year National Road Safety Strategy. It provides guidelines that will assist partners in road safety management to reduce road traffic casualties. However, the action plan has not seen much progress within the year. The Deputy Director of Research, Monitoring and Evaluation of the National Road Safety Commission, Rudolph Beckley, said road traffic crashes are preventable but require a concerted effort from all stakeholders. He said the commission has outlined a number of measures to reduce road accidents, especially during this year's political season and Christmas festivities.
We have set monitoring mechanisms where stakeholders' performance will be monitored, where there are some areas that must be ironed. So this platform is meant to look at our performance, to see where there are areas of what weakness, so that we can prop ourselves up. And these are the kind of things we are doing. When this year started, we have been able to conduct one national program for all political parties and two regional programs for all political parties. We able to put all political parties together, that was about a month ago, in Accra here. We have developed what we call a road safety code of conduct for each and every political party, where we are requesting every political party to recruit a road safety champion who ensures that the requirements under the code of conduct will be implemented at the various political party level. What are the requirements? This road safety champion must ensure that busing of political party activists is done in a manner that does not compromise safety. This road safety champion must ensure that while even in political party rallies, drivers of these particular vehicles are not under the influence of alcohol. This road safety champion must ensure that even the buses that they take for these rounds are truly roadworthy. The tires must be checked, the condition of the vehicle must be ascertained before they embark on a trip.
That report was by Baba Otu and Sylvia Tebi.